Dan is, he absolutely gets my award for the most positive individual that I've ever known. Aside from Dan being a speaker, a trainer, an author, he's been a business owner. He's been involved in direct sales for over 10 years. He's worked in direct marketing industry for all that time, helping set records and standards in his field. He's developed absolutely simple, common sense approach to help anyone, and he likes to say the average person, to enhance the quality of their life in their business, at home, and in their family. And he's implemented the champion vision to help companies increase productivity, sales, motivation, and bottom line results. Aside from that, he's one of America's premier experts and authorities on producing massive results. And if you've never heard of him, don't let that fool you. You're going to be hearing about him a lot this year. We know that because Dan Fischel is one of those rare individuals who is out doing what he teaches. Again, he's another one of those walks his talk, and in so many ways. But Dan, again, you absolutely, bar none, get my award for the individual who has trained his mind to only see the good, and you have so much light around you. It's just an honor to have you with us tonight. So if you will...
Janet, I just have to make one comment before Dan starts.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that I have always been impressed with is that Dan is a master, and the proof, I think probably the greatest statement that he is a master is that the clients that people that choose to work with him are multimillionaires already. They're the people who they know that he has the expertise to actually get results. And so, Dan, we're so happy and fortunate to have you with us. And would you share your story of how you made your first dollar?
Well, I would absolutely love to. And first, I have to say it's an absolute honor to be here with you guys. And I just want to congratulate you. I know you've gotten the thousands of congratulations, but I certainly want to congratulate you on what's happened with the book, with the number one on Amazon, as well as Barnes and Nobles. I know that you guys have got to be excited, and I'd like to interview you.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. And I was kind of hoping to hear Liz and Rick's story, so...
Well, you will. They're next. So yeah. Why don't you do yours, and then you can listen to theirs. How's that?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. I know I was, trying to think back at how this whole thing actually started. And, I stop and think about it. My dream was to actually play pro baseball. And I had a career that was starting off, and then I had a real bad arm injury. Tried to struggle back through that, and... about five shoulder injuries and three elbow injuries later, I finally realized that maybe somebody was trying to tell me something. And I ended up coaching college baseball for a couple years as a volunteer at the school that I was at. But I loved it. It was fulfilling. It was enjoyable. And although it was enjoyable and fulfilling, I found that, I started looking around, and that's when I got introduced to the whole idea of the self-help, personal growth type industry. And my college baseball coach actually said, "Hey, Dan, I think you'd be good at something as far as recruiting." And he shared with me a little bit about it. And it's funny because I haven't, until I started thinking about the question you asked, is the first opportunity to make money with your passion. I hadn't thought about this in years. And it's interesting because it was basically going in, and I had never been really at that time in sales before, but it was going in and meeting with parents of kids who were athletes, like what we would call fringe athletes for the most part. They were very gifted, very talented, but they didn't either, A, they didn't have superstar status or blue chip status, B, they were in a smaller type community or school. And basically it was my job and my goal to go into these families, into these kids' homes, and sit down with the kids and the family and talk to them about this college athletic scholarship program. And basically for a small tuition, what I would do is, for the company I represented, and I even forget the name to this day, is I would go in and I would be able to help these athletes get publicity. And it's amazing because I had learned that myself the hard way. Because in my high school career, as I was coming up, I was heavily recruited, but primarily because of a lot of work I did. I didn't want to take any chances and leaving it to somebody else to promote me or my high school coach or whatever. And I sent out these packages and these videos and these basically resumes about my athletic talent to these schools, and that led me to understanding how it all worked. So it was easy for me I didn't even really ever look at myself being in a sales environment. I just looked at myself in a situation where I was able to help people. And I knew that that was what I really wanted to do. I had some pretty good success in a short period of time. And it opened the door to really start falling in love with the personal growth business. And, you know, now it is here almost 20 years later. And, you know, it's just amazing that really just on a much, much, much grander, bigger platform and scale, I'm still able to really live that passion, which is to help people really help reach their dreams, get closer to their dreams, help them achieve prosperity, abundance, wealth, and, you know, in all levels of their life.
Oh, isn't that just the best? So what do you think was your greatest lesson that you learned?
My greatest lesson that I learned is probably that don't be afraid to make mistakes. You know, I've just been the kind of person, I was dumb enough to believe it. You know, a kid from the inner city of Detroit who grew up, you know, at times on going through welfare could actually make something of his life and make it happen. And, you know, I've never looked at myself as being the most talented or gifted person in the world, but through persistence, hard work, and especially coachability and finding people who were talented and, in my mind, smarter and better that I could learn from, I was just willing to go apply the information. And then, you know, I've been a seminar junkie for years and years and years, and I'll go to a seminar, and then the thing that I hear people all the time say, oh my gosh, I can't believe how you can apply that so fast. And I just do that, and I'm not afraid to make mistakes. So Janet, I guess if I had to answer it in one little statement, it would be, don't be afraid to make mistakes, because you can always, as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral, of course, you can always shift gears, you can be flexible. And you brought up the whole idea of being flexible, and I think that's how I've learned to be flexible with things, because, you know, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I mean, I've made mistakes that, you know, most people would look at and cringe in a big way from a perspective of how much money it's cost me, literally multi-millions of dollars. But I've also made it up many, many times over. And it's, you know, each thing has led to a greater thing and a greater thing and a greater thing. It's kind of the way I look at it. To me, it's kind of like when maybe we were kids, and I don't know how many people remember you having that first boyfriend or that first girlfriend or whatever. I know for a guy, you know, I remember being in high school or whatever, and I remember that first girlfriend, you know, I thought I was in love, and, you know, my mom and dad said, oh, it's just puppy love, you'll kind of get over it. And I remember, you know, the big breakup, and then, you know, how devastated I was, and, you know, I locked myself in my room for what seemed like days, and I was, you know, mom would come up, she had some soup, you know, knock on the doors, everyone, you know, and I'm just like, leave me alone, you know, everything's fine, you know, just that whole state of being. And then, and then like 4 weeks later, everybody would ask me how it was going, and my buddies would see me, how's it going? And, you know, and yeah, I don't mean this the wrong way, but it was like, ah, she wasn't even that cute anyway. And, you know, you usually go to a higher level of something bigger and something better. And I guess that's kind of how I've always viewed success and results. I don't put too much weight on failure at all. And I've just been willing to make mistakes to get through, because I knew that another way that I kind of looked at it, and I don't know if this is a smart way or a dumb way to look at it, but I looked at it and said, you know, I'd rather get all my mistakes out as soon as possible early in my career. Get them all done. Because then that means I'm going to have more success in the end. So I kind of, and a lot of people have said this about me, I'm kind of sometimes a bull in a china shop, where I'll just kind of crash through things. And, you know, I kind of leave some messes around sometimes as far as the things that I've made mistakes on personally, which, again, have cost me some money in certain ways. But the thing, again, I've always learned from it, and I've always been able to do it, because I've always just come from that place of being authentic and genuine, and also not being afraid to tell people, hey, I don't claim to have all the answers, but I certainly can, you know, share a lot of things I've learned from the experiences that I've made.
Oh, thank you, Dan, so much. And for people who want to embrace and get started in what you have to share, what would you like to tell them tonight?
Well, we created a special page for this training segment here tonight, which, again, I just feel blessed to be a part of, listening to Debbie's story. What an inspirational lady, and Jim's story. And, you know, here I am. I pinch myself every day going, how lucky am I? What we did, we created a bonus page for this training segment only. We've got over $700 in gifts for you, folks. You can go to prosperitybasedliving.com. That's prosperitybasedliving.com/bonus-gifts. That's bonus gifts. So prosperitybasedliving.com/bonus gifts. And you'll get a copy of our book for free right there available for a download, A Champion in the Making, Awaken the Champion Within Your Life, Business, and Relationships, an audio seminar CD called Prosperity is a Choice, a public domain work that we were able to acquire the rights of and reprint called Grow Rich While You Sleep, and a couple other surprise bonuses for you for being here. So again, prosperitybasedliving.com/bonus gifts.
Well, true to form, Dan, so generous. So thank you so much, and all love to you.
Oh, thank you. And again, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.